Thank you, worship team. Thank you, as ever. I was thinking 100% worship team, but it's not true, because Takako's there as part of the worship team on the PowerPoint. But thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice to see you again. And this is a part of the service where if anyone has any prayer requests or has anyone got a testimony, something they would like to share that was a blessing for them and I'd like to bless the church, then this is a time for that. Maybe before that, we have some people who are here for the first time today. So if you could just stand up, give a 10-minute speech. No. just stand up. And the last time I did this in my workplace, we had a new teacher. He was from Canada. And we had a dinner for him because he was new. And in the middle of the dinner, we said, could you just stand up and introduce yourself? And as a joke, I said, 5 minutes, that's good. And a Japanese teacher said, why not 10 minutes? And he stood up and he spoke for 10 minutes while the food was going cold. And we're thinking, why? So just your name or where you're from would be fine. Okay, would you like to start? First time?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. So please just say your name and where you're from.
Hello, my name is Jeff
Erskine
and I'm from
Philippines.
Welcome. So that's one thing that we can pray for. Katsuya, this morning I saw on his Facebook page praying for friends and family in San Diego. There was a shooting there.
El Paso.
Yeah. Excuse me. It's all the same to me. not really, but kind of. So anyone have a testimony they would like to share? Yeah, let's go. I should say that Katsuya works, he used to work where you used to work, at the Gaigo Semon Gakko.
All right, nice place.
Good afternoon, everyone. I don't know if Jim shared last week, but one of our members in the English service, her name is Miwa Matsushita. I don't know if we shared. Jim, did you share that in testimony last week? No? Amihoku-san did? Okay. Oh, no. Okay, anyways, Miwa Matsushita, she was hospitalized 2 Fridays ago. Basically, she had been having some lung problems. She went to the doctor to receive medication, and she had an allergic reaction to the medication. She had swelling all over her body. So she took herself to the doctor by motor scooter, and she has been in the hospital since last Saturday. Some people from the Japanese service, especially our head pastor's wife, Hiromi-san, has been visiting her and taking care of her. So I just messaged her online and asked if she has anything to say to us, and she said, no problem, she's doing all right, she's doing well. She should be a few more days in hospital and then getting out. But basically, the allergies are getting flushed out, and I visited her last Monday, and the swelling had gone down. She's just a little bit swollen in the face, but basically she can function, and she's doing okay. So just pray for her that she'll recover 100% for that. So that's all.
Miss Mihoko. Thanks to your prayers, thanks to the grace of his, Yuko Mimura was brought back safe and sound to Hiroshima last Monday, yeah, several days ago. Thank you.
Good afternoon, I'm Will. I'm also asking for your prayer requests for one of our members, member in worship team. His name is Christian. He was also hospitalized, I think it was yesterday, right? Yesterday because of Nechusho. I chatted him this morning, and then he told me that he can already work, he thinks, in Monday. So maybe he's okay now, but please still pray for him. Thank you.
Nechusho is heat stroke. By the way, yeah. Yeah, you're just so bilingual. It's, you're just so Filipino mixing the languages.
Good afternoon. My name is Fernando. This is Yuacha. She wants to speak, I think. Yeah. I just want to ask prayers for Makiko and my mother-in-law. My father-in-law passed away last Saturday, and they are starting to feel the sadness, so please pray for them, and then all the details that they have to go through. So, and pray for me too, going through the hard time of the work. August is very busy, and God has provided help, but I need to manage that. Okay, and that is her turn. Yeah, thank you for prayer. So. And then my sons are doing well. Riquito was, he has some atopies, like a skin problem. And he's been treated for that. So that's a good thing. So he got some treatment. Thank you. Is there something else?
Good afternoon. My name is Carmi. I want to thank you for your prayers for my cousin Joanne. So she arrived safely at Bahrain last week, I think. And I think her employer is kind than her employer before. So we really thank God for that. And I think she's doing well. Although she said that her work now is kind of boring because she is the only Filipina there. So most of her coworkers were Indians. So she's not really, not yet used to it that she don't have any Filipino coworkers. But I think sooner or later she will be all right. And I also want to ask for your prayers for my flight this coming Saturday. So it will be my last Sunday here in Mitaki for now, I guess. So please pray for my safe flight and as well for traveling mercy for me and my mother as she picked me up at the airport. So that's all. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Art. It's been a crazy life. It's really been good. Sitting in church 6 months ago, hearing the fruits of the Spirit, just thinking to myself, never going to get there. Not with a lot of these, you know. And really just getting refined by God has been amazing. And being led onto a journey to know God, because I've been seeking that. And seeking God, genuinely wanting to know him and know his nature. And not just what we already have preconceived, but actually looking to God and asking Him to really reveal Himself has been amazing. It's really been eye-opening. It's really been awesome to experience God working and to see Him responding in my life and in my character and in what I've been able to achieve through Him. And, you know, God said His power works best in weakness. And it's, wow, it's true. It's really true. And so I'm just really grateful that I've had so much brokenness in my life, so much weakness, that I've put my wife through so much. I know it's helped her somehow. My wife doesn't make mistakes, so I have to make all the mistakes for us, and we both have to suffer the consequences, right? But it's been really good, and I'm, you know, for our ministry, we're just living a life that God wants us to live. We don't have a PowerPoint presentation or like a really an idea of what we are going to do. We're just open to it, and God just puts all these people into our lives, and it's been really nice. I have a friend named Masa, and he's the one guy who really got me thinking. I met him a year ago. He had cancer. He still has a little bit of cancer, and when we met, he was talking about this is the guy who the Buddhist monks were saying, you should become a Buddhist monk. You know, you would be a great Buddhist monk. He said, well, why would I become a Buddhist monk? A Buddha wasn't a Buddhist. And then I just kind of thought about that, about Jesus. And Jesus wasn't a Christian. Jesus was a disciple Jesus was the Son of God, but Jesus was following the Father. You know, this is nice that we have pews and that there's a pastor in the front, but this is tradition, and this is nice. This is a nice tradition. But this isn't Jesus following, this is church. And sometimes church and Jesus following are different. And so really being able to strip down, what do I know about being a Christian and what do I know about following Jesus? And really getting to be excited about what can I teach people about following Jesus that has nothing to do with the Japanese church and nothing to do with the Western church. How can we live this life of following Jesus? And it's really freeing because, you know, people have preconceived notions about a lot of things. So you say Christian, people have, you know, they put you in a box. Or you say missionary, and they put you in a box. You know, I'm going door to door and handing you a tract, right? And so when people ask me, I say, you know, I'm a follower of Jesus. And they, well, what does that mean, you know? Well, my life is to serve other people. And really, being able to... I have this understanding of God now that I didn't have before because of Chris's teachings and because of Kevin's teachings and all these things that are so maybe fundamental to our understanding as church people that are kind of wrong, you know? And so now when I had a friend that asked me, what, you know, we're both spiritual people, but he's not a believer. And he says, well, what happens to me when I die? Because I've lived a good life. I'm living the same life that you are. And I said, yeah, you're right. And it's a very hard thing to say, but really to be able to articulate, when you seek God and accept Him here, God will be with you for eternity. And when you reject Him here, He's not going to force you into a relationship with Him after you pass. That would be unfair. Can you imagine the atheists ending up in heaven? They're not going to like it. And so, you know, there's all this talk about hell and fire and punishment, and it sounds awful, but the fact is it's more awful to be separated from God. So that stuff's just, it's just imagery, right? God's not torturing you anywhere, but that sense of how painful it's going to be. And so just to have this better understanding, how I can present the gospel without saying, you know, hey, I want to talk to you about what happens when you die, right? Because that's not the point of the gospel, all right? The point of the gospel is for us to bring God's kingdom down to earth now. Regardless of what happens in the future, we're to bring God's kingdom to Owasa to Hiroshima, to Japan. And God, Jesus, he demonstrated vulnerability. He gave up his Godship, his divinity, and came down as a human. He was radically accepting. You didn't have to be a certain way for Jesus to hang out with you. Prostitutes, thieves, beggars, lepers, and he was loving. This is all the Japanese people want, is to be accepted for who they are. And I just feel like they can't, you know, they feel like they can't be themselves because they have to be a certain way in society. And so it's such an honor to be able to say, hey, you don't have to be anyway. For Jesus to love you. It's such a powerful thing to be a Christian in Japan and to show Japanese people that they don't have to be a certain one. We take in all the people that Japan discards. The orphans, the single mothers, the people that don't fit in. You know, there's a lot of people that are rejected by this country. It's our privilege to welcome them into the family of God. I think I was going to get to this point, but I just said, pray to God, and I said, just clear my mind and let me speak. It's so awesome to be here. It's so awesome to fully submit to God and let him work in our lives. And I'm just really excited about sharing my experience with God with Japanese people. And I'm not an evangelist, okay? When I hear the word evangelism, I go, not me. It's not my thing. But now that I have this understanding of God, thanks to Chris and Kevin, and thanks to my own personal relationship, I'm so excited to share this understanding of God with Japanese people, all right? And so please pray for Masa. He's close to being a Christian. And he's a great friend of mine, and he's a very loving person, and God's clearly put him in my life. And so please pray for his salvation. Please pray that God would continue to find all the faults in me and to just obliterate them and to discipline me and to keep me humble and to keep me loving and that I get the fruits of these spirits. I mean, I was to the point where I didn't love my child 6 months ago. I was thinking I would rather have her be dead because she's so annoying. You know, this was my heart, right? And I have stories and stories and stories of how awful and wretched and broken I was. And so, yeah, no shame. God is so good. And God can redeem everyone. God redeemed me, and God can redeem Japan. And Japan needs Jesus.
So we'll just pray together for, I'll probably need to stop in the middle and check what I need to pray for, but, yeah. Darcy Sai, excuse me. Sorry.
I know Carmi mentioned this already, that she's leaving, but I just wanted to thank the Lord for Carmi. And the service that she gives, she comes and she has these short-term contracts, and she comes and she's just right back with us and her family. And then she has to leave, and she's right back with her family there. But she comes back, and we always are praying that God will bring her back. She comes back, and she serves, and she loves, and she's humble, and she's such a gift. I just wanted to say that. I also wanted to thank the Lord for the time that our friend Amy has been here with us. Amy leaves on Saturday to go to Kobe and start her new work and her new life and her new season of service to the Lord there. And I'm excited and I'm sad she'll be leaving. I just felt, woo! It has been such a gift to have her with us. I just wanted to praise the Lord for my friend Amy. So she's one of those incredible gifts where, like, Art and I talked about how, like, to have Amy live with us is just easier than, like, not having Amy with us. Like, not only because, like, that's what I told her, not only because she's washed a lot of dishes and, like, is helping Megumi learn her English letters and helps out with Yua. Those are great. But Amy's really has this really gift in her character that is just from the Lord and just has blessed us. I just wanted to have us pray for her and her transitions and all that God has for her. God's been impressing Japan on her heart for a long time, and this is really the beginning of, like, a longer commitment here to Japan, and we don't know what's next inside of that commitment. So I'd love to be able to send her kind of to the next season with our love and prayers. Okay. Thanks, Jim.